It's 6:30 a.m. For early birds or larks, that's prime time. For night owls, however, such an hour is ungodly. Most of us are neither pure lark nor owl, but we all know people who can spring out of bed at the crack of dawn or stay alert well into the wee hours. In recent years, science has increasingly shown why these extremes exist. Right from birth, our personal biological clocks are already wound. Genetics establishes a person's chronotype, which is pegged to when his or her body feels up and at 'em.
People span the range of those who are very early risers to very late setters, and this is genetically determined. To a certain extent, behaviour and environment, say routinely pumping iron in a well-lit gym toward midnight, can shift our built-in predispositions. But for those of us squarely in one chronotype camp or the other, in the end, the body is the boss. If you're a morning-type person, you can't become an evening-type, and vice versa. The underlying mechanism for our patterns of shut-eye is called a circadian rhythm. This 24-hour cycle of waxing and waning biological processes is found in almost all forms of life. In human circadian rhythms, body temperature varies over the course of a day, usually peaking in the afternoon and bottoming out in the early morning. Secretions of the hormone melatonin also crest during the night, for instance. Natural variances in the circadian rhythm account for sleep session biases. About half of the population falls in the middle, neither a morning nor an evening type. These people can adjust more easily to changes in dozing schedules. An intermediate person can, without too much difficulty, get up an hour or two earlier than usual and also go to bed an hour or two later than usual without too much of a problem. The remaining half of individuals split evenly into morning or evening types, though this preference ranges from mild to extreme. Within the owl side of the populace, studies have suggested that around 17% of individuals have a clearly delayed sleep phase, meaning they get tired later in the day than normal. True early birds are a rarer species. Just 1% of the general population has an advanced sleep phase, becoming very drowsy in the early evening. Yet they're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed well before the sun rises. Each sleep cycle group has a significant age clustering effect. During high school and college years, hormonal changes and increased socialization prompt many adolescents to begin staying up late and sleeping in. Some of the elderly do just the opposite, partly as a result of less activity and age-related medications that have a sedative effect, such as those for high blood pressure. Despite these drifts in our dosing habits, people's true nature endures. A large chunk of teenagers are in fact wannabe owls, while those with genuine preferences for the dim hours keep that schedule into old age.
One's unavoidable preference for morning or evening should not be considered bad or unhealthy. Society, several scientists agree, should be more acceptant of inherent sleep and wake modes, particularly of night owls, for whom adhering to standard business hours is arduous.